Hello campers, I'm Beelers, and welcome to this rainy 9th of July in 2016. This is Knuckling Down, my short weekly podcast, where I use you, the internet, as my accountability partner. I share the things I'm working on, and as I run my business, and as I work on my discretionary projects, and I also dig a bit deeper into other things that I've learned during my journey, whether that be professionally or on a personal level, as I got better from being miserable and very unwell through to being relatively happy and certainly a lot fitter and healthier and feeling very positive and productive. So the aim is that this is going to be a short show, no more than 10 minutes, and that I do it from home. If you watch the original pilot of Knuckling Down, I was at my office. I was talking about doing a podcast that would be very much interviewing people and talking sort of, you know, getting experts in on this or that. I don't have the time to be doing that right now. I need to knuckle down myself. So the kit's at home. I'm doing this in my own time, and it's going to be very quick. And it should hopefully give you some value, but at the same time, I'm using you as an accountability partner, as I say, to make sure I carry on and do the things that I say I want to get done. So last week I did do the first one of these more shorter form shows, and I called it my diary, and I hadn't called it. I'd said Knuckling Down was dead, and then I realised that actually, well, that's crazy fool. I've already got an iTunes feed. I'd already set it all up, so I shall be moving that all over onto my blog over the next week or so. So that'll be the one iTunes feed, and then that does also then give me the option to occasionally do a longer show. Certainly, as I find my feet and I feel more confident doing these. Random talking into the camera on your own. So I won't go through the long update that I did last week, but I will just give you a reminder of kind of the things that I'm working on at the moment. So I've got two core projects as I see them. One is my business, Sifware, where we as a team help the owners of websites keep maintained and secure and updated, and basically provide support and maintenance. I also am focused very much at a core on staying healthy, both mentally and physically, though I see both to be the same thing. And then on the discretionary side, there is me writing a book called The OneNote Book. I'm building a SaaS product. I personally am building that, and my team aren't, because they're busy on doing actual work. So I'm trying to find a day a week to work to keep my code skills certainly not completely rusty. And that's called NoteBud, this product. It's going pretty well. Hoping to get that done by September. And this month in July, the other discretionary project is me sorting my blog out. It's been going about 18 years. It's, well, certainly as a blog, about well over 10. It's full of rubbish. So I'm going through pruning a lot, cleaning it up, making it a bit more sensible how it's laid out, and generally just updating it so it better reflects the Darren Beale of 2016 rather than me 12, 13 years ago. My update for this week has been a pretty good week, I have to say, pretty positive. Most of my most important tasks that I sort of define at the beginning of the week and then add each day, depending on what's changed day in, day out, I got all of those done, which I'm really pleased about. I'm working quite well towards my fortnightly goals, which sort of tie into goals that we set with our mastermind, my mastermind group. I had a good sales meeting in London this week, which is quite positive. It's been a while since I've had to go and actually physically see a client. Normally, everything's done over the phone or video. It was quite good. It felt like a bit like a job interview. It's quite odd. But yeah, I felt comfortable and confident, and that's good to see. On my new thing, I'm trying tracking my discretionary project progress on an index card. I'm colouring in little blocks for progress, and this week, at least one project was worked on each day. So that was good to see. From a professional perspective, did lots of really good work on Sifware's SEO. So I've got, my aim was to have three sort of keyword categories completely fleshed out by, you know, getting ideas for different words, looking at search volumes, and just sort of building that out, fleshing that out. So I've done that now. I've got three categories, and I started then mapping that to existing content and also coming up with ideas for new content. So hopefully I've got a pretty busy week next week, but certainly by the middle of the month, I should be ready to start actually shipping new content that should help my target audience for Sifware, which is, you know, people who need their website maintaining or supporting, but give them some value, and hopefully that should give us some better Google juice over the very long term. Also, running, my shins are holding out, which is brilliant. So I had a bit of a scare a few weeks ago where they started hurting again, but I've kept on running through that, you know, with physio's advice. I'm up to my kind of goal now, 20 miles a week without any pain. So I'm not going to try any kind of pushing the miles or the speed or anything for the next month. Just going to keep it at that volume, and then I can think about building on that base. So that I'm really delighted by that, because this is a great T-shirt. I run to keep away the crazy, and that's very, very true. So that's all feeling like we're back on track. And finally, I'm now waking up again naturally early, which is brilliant, because I was having to set my alarm to get up, and that is a slippery slope to not being asked and then getting out of bed late. But no, back on that as well. So that's my update done. So last week at the end of the episode, I poorly set you a challenge. I didn't explain it very well, and I figured I should probably do that in a bit more detail. So my challenge was, well, it was based on thinking that this is July, there's 6 months of the year left. I'd recently done my 6 month review where I'd looked at the goals I had set in January. And I'd look to see what's changed, and as expected, at least 50% had changed. I had achieved quite a bit of what I wanted to get done through the year, but priorities had changed. I started knuckling down. I cut out a lot of things that I hadn't got time to be getting on with. So I reviewed all my goals, and during that process, I tried a different tack. My challenge to you was to try the same thing. So I'll explain it to you now. There will be a copy of this for you to be able to download, or an example, a sort of hypothetical example for you to give you some ideas of how to lay this out. But ultimately, there are three areas. There's the doing area. What are you working on right now? Just put it all down on a page. This can be everything from major projects like building a house or whatever it is you're doing, or you're writing a book, or, you know, pretty major things, right down to kind of very small micro level things like fix a contact form on my website, or unblock the drain, whatever it is, you know, from the very prosaic all the way through to the great big chunky stuff. Just write down everything that you're doing, and at the bottom of the page, list out all the things that you want to achieve. Now, you will, you know, if you read up about setting goals, very quickly you'll be told by everyone to only focus on things that are measurable and achievable and timely and all the others are the smart things. I would actually disagree with that at this level. This is a high level kind of just brainstorming exercise. So just put whatever you want. If you just want to say, I want to be fitter, write that down. You don't have to say, you know, give it a time limit or anything. So, and obviously remembering that goals are just dreams with deadlines, but at this stage, dreams are fine. So mark all those on the page. And on the right-hand side, or left-hand side, whichever way is your preference, Write down things that are causing you problems at the moment. So it's like an 80-20 analysis. What are the 20% of things that are causing you 80% of the pain? And that this could be you're stressed out, you're tired all the time, all of those sort of things. And put that down on the side of the page. And then just draw some lines between them and just try and see where there's a congregation of lines, really. So, for example, in the hypothetical example I provided for you, you might be feeling quite overwhelmed, you've got loads to do. Well, that's going to be aligned to pretty much all the things in your doing section. So one way to work towards being less overwhelmed would be to see maybe where some of the doing things aren't really joining up with your goals at the moment. There's no set way of doing this and no right or wrong way. Your brain is wired differently to the way my brain is wired, thankfully for you. Just see what you come up with, and then from that you should be able to figure out what you what you want to prune out. That's the aim of the exercise here, is to prune a lot of your doing. And as I say, it should become quite natural to you, because it's a bit like the thing when you flick a coin and you don't, and the right choice is, they've got two things, should I go left or should I go right? And you flick the coin and it says right, and you go, damn, I want to go left. Well, go left then. It's the same with these. Look at all the world lines come. Look at, particularly in terms of the ones that are working towards your goals or ones that aren't working towards your goals. And basically cross a load of them out and say, right, well, I'm not working on this stuff right now because I can't get that done in the next 6 months. I can't get all of this done. I'm going to still feel overwhelmed. I'm going to still be stressed out, or whatever it is that you've got. You're also looking to, in terms of the goals, you're also thinking, I'm trying to work towards removing some of these pains. That's the idea. So you've got goals, but also not only are you going to be getting stuff done, but you also want to be removing friction, anxieties, whatever it is. I hope that makes a bit more sense. Try it out. As I said, there's an example for you to have a look at. The idea here is that you give it a go. You've got 6 months of this year left. It's not too late to start. Figure out some things that you want to get done in the next 6 months, and then you're going to prune a lot of that out because you ain't going to get it all done. And then don't get too stressed out about how you're going to get it all done, because you don't have to do it all in July or August or September. The idea is that you've just got an idea, a vague idea of the things that you will be doing over the next 6 months. And then maybe you can prioritize that over the coming months. But write down your doing things on a post-it, pop it on the side of your monitor. If you want to share it with me, I'd be love to see it. You can email me, beelers@sifware.com. And I'm at Beelers on Twitter. I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Thanks very much.